You're riding alone on a moonlit but starless night. You just missed your exit, and now there's only one way back home. So sit back, open your ears, and hold on tight, because you're about to take a quick detour through Uncanny County.
Hey, it's me.
Russ, where the hell are you?
Where do you think I am?
Calling from your handset at the top of a telephone pole in the middle of nowhere.
Give the lady a cigar.
Did you forget?
No, I wanted to get there, but...
Russ, there's... Scotty don't even like baseball. He just does it for you.
I said I'm sorry. That hailstorm really made a mess of things. Miles of line to go yet. I ain't close to done.
Ain't safe to work so late.
Karen, don't tell me how to do my job. You want the checks, I gotta make the money.
It's just money.
Yeah, well, you ain't a man.
Could you at least be on time Saturday morning? It's important to him.
I will. And tell him I'll make it up to him.
Tell him your own damn self.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, kiddo. Sorry I missed the game.
It's okay. I almost caught a pop fly.
Oh, Scotty, you can't be scared of the ball.
I ain't too scared.
Well, promise me you'll try harder next time.
I promise. Oh, when you picked me up, can I have my allowance? I did my chores.
Daddy did.
What is it you want to buy now?
New issue of Famous Monsters.
Scotty.
It's a 100-page spectacular, and it's got everything in it. Frankenstein, Wolfman.
You shouldn't waste your money on stuff like that.
But, Dad, it's my allowance.
We'll make you a deal. You make one catch at the next game. We'll talk about it.
But, Dad...
That's my deal. Hey, put your mom back on.
Okay. Bye, Dad. I love you.
What?
He ever gonna grow out of this monster face?
You ever gonna grow out of sports? It's what he likes. Monsters, spaceships, Bigfoot, it's harmless.
You don't think it's strange?
I don't. And if you really want to make things up to him...
I told him we'd see.
So no, Ben. He's having a hard time with all this.
Yeah. Reckon he is.
Nice. Could you at least be on time Saturday?
Dispatch, go ahead.
Hey, Judy, it's Russ, checking in.
You still on the clock? Charlie ain't gonna like it.
Well, that's between me and... Hang on. What the... Oh, my God, it's...
What?
Holy crap!
Russ?
Summer, 1975. Don't worry, he's all right. But Russ Matheson's life is about to change in some very big ways. County lineman, Russ spends his days, and often his nights, working on telephone lines, keeping other folks connected, while he slowly but surely drifts away from the ones he loves. But a strange encounter will send him off tonight on a new journey, one that flies straight through the heart of Uncanny County.
Sheriff James Rowland confirmed that the unnamed telephone line man fell after he was startled by an unidentified flying object. The first sighting in this county in several months. We reached out to the county employee, but the Wichita Star Man, as we've taken to calling him, declined to make a statement.
Hey, there he is! You're famous!
Hey,
smile!
All right, very funny, Ted. I get it. Thanks, Judy.
Don't blame me. I ain't the one seeing flying saucers. Anywho, you need to fill out a report. I highly recommend you stick to the part where you fell off a telephone pole.
I'm fine.
And Charlie wants to see you. In his office. Now.
Well, well. If it ain't the Wichita Star Man.
Hey, Pop.
In here. My name is Charlie.
The door's closed.
Are you being smart?
No, sir. I am not being smart.
Uh-huh. So what the hell is this?
All right. Charlie. I was working late.
Too late?
Probably, and I saw something.
Oh, I heard what you saw. The whole county heard. You're lucky Jim Rowland stopped them from using your name, or you'd be out on the street.
I didn't mean to...
No? What did you mean, huh? You work too late, fall asleep on the job...
I didn't fall asleep.
Or were drinking...
I wasn't drinking.
And thought you saw a flying saucer.
Sir, all due respect, I know what I saw.
Never could hold your damn liquor.
Dad, Charlie, I wasn't drinking.
You are a county employee. You spout a bunch of nonsense. You ain't just an embarrassment to me.
I didn't mean to embarrass you.
You are an embarrassment to the whole county. Flying saucers. You know who believes in flying saucers? Your boy. My grandson, 5 years old.
He's 8.
And he still believes in flying saucers? Nice work.
Dad.
How about you? You still want to be a jungle explorer? No, I beat some sense into you. You just refuse to be a man.
I'm 26 years old.
And sleeping in your truck. Oh, I know. Grabbing cheap hotels on the rare weekends you see your boy? What kind of man lets his wife throw him out of his own house?
I thought it was a family tradition.
That's different. Your mama's the one who left. Woman lost her damn mind after the change. And at least we held it together till after you were grown. Well... till we thought you were grown.
I provide for my family. No one puts in more hours than I do.
Everyone else gets it done by quitting time.
Maybe they ain't as thorough.
There's that mouth again.
I know what I saw.
Hogwash! We're done here. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Good. Now, run over to Doc Hogan. He gives you the okay? I need you back out there. Responsibly. Normal hours. And no more of this nonsense. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Ouch! You want me to get you a special cushion to sit on while that new one he tore for you heals up?
Ain't the first time.
Here, look at this great pic. It's going on the wall.
I look like an idiot.
Oh, a cute idiot.
Thanks. Hey, Judy, could I borrow that camera? Hey, Karen, I don't know if you...
Well, hey there, Starman.
Yeah, so, how's Scotty? Kids giving him a hard time?
About your UFO? Why would they? Didn't use your name on the TV.
Well, small town, people talk.
Russ, it's all gonna blow over.
So you say.
Oh, Lord, Russ, you're back out there.
Doc said I was fine, just shook up.
It's damn near 10 o'clock, you ain't supposed to work, so...
Good thing I ain't working.
Even if you did see something... What makes you think they're coming back?
I don't know.
Russ.
I ain't gonna be a damn joke.
Russ, no one cares. Only one who cares is you.
Karen, they put my picture on the wall. Right in a cartoon spaceship.
That's work. They ain't your friends. Ain't your family. Well, Charlie, I guess.
You don't believe me.
Well, not exactly.
Well, there you go.
So now you're gonna prove it.
These things are real. And I'm the guy who found them. If I can prove it, it's a huge discovery, a big deal.
You know, when I said you should make a grand gesture, something like in the movies, I meant some flowers or maybe take me to a nice restaurant.
This ain't about us. I mean, I do want to try. No, I never quit wanting to try.
Then do it. If you really want to try, I can't be the only one reaching out.
Mama!
Oh, hell, he's still awake. I gotta go.
Hold on.
You hold on. To that damn pole. And if you do fall off again, please try to land on your ass this time.
Karen! Ugh, dang it. Well, great. Oh, now you're talking to yourself, idiot. Oh, screw this. Oh, holy crap. Oh, come on. Wait. Can you see me? Hold still, I want to take your picture. Oh, thank you. Say cheese! I'll be damned.
Lansdale Tribune, please hold. May I help you?
Hi, I'm Russ Matheson. Connie Ambrose sent me to see you. Barbara Mackey?
You must be the star man.
Thank you for seeing me.
Mm-hmm. She thinks you're nuts. You called her at all hours of the night.
She thought I was asking for a date.
Now that's funny. All right, Starman. We're about to lock the front section, so you got 5 minutes. Let's see it. Come on!
It's right there.
What's right there? That could be anything. Looks like a hubcap. Or plate.
It's a saucer.
Or a frisbee.
It ain't no
frisbee. We're done. I do thank you for the nice bottle of wine that Connie now owes me.
Ma'am, is there someone else I could talk to? Maybe your boss. Is he available?
No, he ain't. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've just lost a half-page ad, and I've got to fill it with something other than nonsense.
A half-page ad? How much does that sort of thing cost?
Did you see this morning's tribute?
How could I not see it? It's all anybody's talking about.
Half-page ad with a message saying they're coming back. See for yourself tonight.
Along with a hand-drawn map and a picture of something.
Signed the Wichita Starman, a.k.a. Russ Matheson.
You think he really saw something?
I hope so, because after everyone sees this, he's gonna wish he was on another planet.
They're coming back. See for yourself tonight. Oh, my Lord.
Judy, you got my paper?
Hold on. Ted, give me your coffee.
But...
Oh, clumsy me. I just spilled my coffee all over it.
Dang it, Judy.
I'll see if I can find another one on lunch break. Charlie Matheson's line. No, he's out. I don't know when he'll be back. I don't know everything. Bye.
Who was that?
Wrong number. Oh, Lord, this is gonna be a day.
Well, hello, stranger. Starting early today?
None for me, Rich. I'm off the sauce. I just wanted to make sure you and the boys saw this.
Seen it? Hell, you're on the TV.
This is all some sort of elaborate practical joke, but the question remains, who will be watching and, more importantly,
so you
what
just
will they see?
Lost your damn mind then?
Why don't you come out tonight and find out?
Decide. I don't have to.
That's him on your screen there. He's been a county lineman for 5 years.
What, baby?
Chasing UFOs.
Dad's
for,
on the TV.
The past couple of days, I guess.
Oh, Lord.
Whatever shows up tonight, we will bring you updates from our roving reporter, Connie Ambrose, tonight at 10.
You actually think we're going to see something, don't you?
Well, never say never.
Well, I'll be damned. Now, where the hell am I going to find a place to park?
It's an unbelievable turnout tonight. Hundreds, maybe 1,000 people. And there is something in the air. It feels like anything could happen.
Hey. Hey there, everyone.
Rock and roll, Starman.
Rock and roll, Ted.
Russ. Russ. Are we really going to see those things?
You just stay tuned there, Judy.
I see that Russ Matheson, our very own Wichita Starman, has arrived. Turn the camera over there. There he goes, up to the top of that telephone pole, I assume for a better vantage point. And now? Well, now I guess we wait.
Come on, don't let me down.
You count bloodlust.
Yeah, this crowd is getting ugly, but, well, crowd, I mean, you know, the ones that are still here.
Hey, dumbass, thanks for wasting my Friday night.
Oh, damn it. No.
Screw this nonsense.
And it looks like that's it. Folks are starting to bug out.
Why the heck are we still here?
You're the one who wanted to. Don't blame this on.
No, hang on. Wait.
Where are you, dumbass?
Hey, calm down, everybody. Gonna have to wait.
Oh, the hell with this.
Ted, Judy, where are you?
I'm tired.
No.
Nice lunch,
No. Y'all gotta trust me. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe they're shy. Maybe there's too many of us. Look, if some of y'all come back tomorrow.
Knock it off. Get out of here.
You've got to be kidding.
Show's over, folks. Let's go home.
It's all a big joke.
It ain't no joke.
Just like Russ.
You take that back. Take it back.
Or what?
Or this.
God damn it!
Grab him!
Here he is. I'll go get his personal effects.
You're late.
Reckon I am. Sorry, kiddo.
That's okay. We saw you on the TV.
Was it as bad as I think?
Probably a bit worse.
Grandpa Charlie called.
Did he? I'm fired, right?
He wants the keys to your truck on his desk first thing Monday.
Guess the old man has a heart after all, letting me hang on to it for 2 whole days.
It's just because he wants you to clean it out real good.
That sounds right.
So what now?
Find another job, I guess.
I mean, about the...
Ain't nothing else. I was a fool. I imagined I'd seen something because I wanted to see something, and I went off acting like a jackass until I turned into one. What now? We don't talk about it. Anybody asks, anyone brings it up, the whole thing was a big joke. A big damn joke. Just like me.
You're not a joke, hon. At least not a funny one. That was supposed to be a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Here, Dad. I got you something.
What's this?
It's a magazine about UFOs.
UFO Monthly? This is supposed to be a joke? Because it ain't goddamn funny.
I got it for you because...
Oh, no, I know why you got it. Ha ha, kick me while I'm down, why don't you?
Russ.
8 years old and you're one up in your old man, huh? You ever learn to catch a goddamn baseball?
Dad.
No, and you probably never will because you're just a little coward. Oh, here he goes.
That's enough.
Don't you cry. Don't you dare cry. You want to act like a man, you take the consequences.
Enough. Like... Scotty.
Don't you take his side.
His side? He's 8 years old.
Yeah, when I was 8 years old.
I don't care, Russ. I don't care. Your bail's paid. You're free. Just stay the hell away from us.
You think you're better off without me?
I don't think it, Russ. Scotty.
I'm back. Did you miss me? Or is this a big joke? Is this a dang joke? 'Cause if it is, you got me real good. Oh, I hope you're happy. I hope you're goddamn happy. If y'all are up there, you're cowards. Bunch of cowards. Why don't you come on down here and face me like a man? Now come on. I dare you. I double dare you. Where are you? Oh, hell. Hey, let go of me. Put me down. How the hell are you? Let me go.
Holy crap.
The colloquialism is unfamiliar. Explain.
Where am I?
On board the vehicle.
You requested what you call a face-to-face. Faces are a foreign concept, but the ship's projectors have created facsimiles that are hopefully acceptable.
You did see me. You've been watching me.
For some time.
You, Russ Matheson, are a candidate for interstellar exploration.
Of surveyed humans, you alone have the strength required to explore the stars.
The strength to be alone, to reject the needs of others.
Hang on, I don't...
The vehicle systems can support only one human. You will be alone.
Don't sound so bad.
And colloquially, it is what you would call a one-way ticket.
You mean it's gonna kill me?
Novus, no. The ship's biological systems will keep you in peak health for all time.
Literally.
I'll live forever?
Perhaps.
Can I come back?
Yes. And no.
What?
Time will travel far faster on Earth than it will for you.
By the time you reach your first interstellar destination, everyone and everything you have ever known will be long dead and gone.
Everything?
A large decision, even for one with such minimal planetary ties. One who is so, as you put it, manly.
One must decide by the time your sun again crosses your horizon.
Sunset, in your vernacular. The ship will arrive at sunset.
Tardiness is not allowed.
Prepare for the adventure of, well, many lifetimes.
Wow.
I told you to stay away.
I just want to see my boy.
No.
Karen?
No.
5 minutes.
It's supper time. Besides, he don't want to see you.
Maybe he don't get a vote.
He does get a vote. And I get a vote, and you are outvoted.
Fine. Will you at least give him something for me?
What is it? Famous Monsters magazine.
Got him a 3-year subscription. Longest one I could buy.
I'll see that he gets it. Russ, are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta go. Somewhere to be.
Give him some time to cool off. Couple days.
Yeah. Time to cool off. Reckon I can do that.
The time for departure has arrived.
The instructions to the Earthman were clear.
And yet, he has not returned. Disappointing.
His ties to this planet must have been stronger than he believed.
The Earthman is weak. He cannot stand alone.
Perhaps. Although...
Although?
Premise. You and I do not travel alone. You and I have each other.
I do not understand.
We occupy the same vehicle. We converse, we explore, we...
We? What is we?
We. You and I. Together, we are we. We have each other. Do you understand?
I believe you have picked up a colloquialism from the Earthman. Upon return to Xanthazon 12, we should get that checked out. I just said it, didn't I?
You did. I believe that means we had a moment.
And now I observe that an appendage of yours is holding an appendage of mine. Query. Why?
Answer. Uncertain. It is a behavior I have observed during our visit here. I will stop if you...
No, no. It is pleasurable. We like it. Don't we?
We do.
We should go now. We should go. I mean, we should...
Now you're just being annoying.
Apologies.
Whoa.
I know.
Yeah, but... Damn. Oh, sorry. Language.
It's all right. I believe a sight like that deserves a little language.
They really wanted you to go with them?
They did.
Why didn't you go?
'Cause I never would have seen you again. And that I could not do.
I can't believe they're really real. I mean, I believed you.
I know it was hard to believe. It's okay.
Dad, seriously, I believed you. That's why I got you the UFO magazine. So you know there's other folks like you. So you know you're not alone.
Come here.
I love you, Dad.
I love you, son.
Russ Matheson will never travel to another planet. He'll never meet another alien. And he'll never get to be a jungle explorer. But with Scotty's hand now firmly in his, Russ is finally ready to embark on the adventure of his life. And now he's armed with the knowledge that he has the power to do things a different way, a kinder way, and to remember to see things through the eyes of a child who just happens to be fortunate enough to live in Uncanny County.
Uncanny County is the unholy creation of Todd Faulkner and Allison Crane. It's produced by Todd Faulkner, Allison Crane, William Franke, and Nicole Grevy, and our executive producer is Jessica Walker. Tonight's episode, Wichita Starman, was written and produced by Todd Faulkner. It was recorded and mastered by Kevin Ramsey, and it featured Jeremy Varner as Russ, Rebecca Benzel as Karen, Griffin Robert Faulkner as Scotty, Amy Dannenmuller as Judy, Patrick Roberts as Charlie, and Linda Jones as Connie Ambrose, along with the vocal talents of Nicole Grevy, Dan Truman, Pete Lutz, William Franke, Allison Crane, and Todd Faulkner. Enjoying your trips to Uncanny County? Please consider supporting us on Patreon. Your monthly contribution will help us keep bringing our special brand of weirdness to a dimension near you. This is Todd Faulkner from Uncanny County, and although I'm not superstitious, I am predominantly stitious.
Let's do it again.
Yeah.
We're going to do it again.
I love swearing.